Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio!
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 The Yakuza Kick Radio!
This is the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. And if there's one place to listen to on the internet, every Thursday, 9 p.m., Yakuza Kick Radio. Tremont says so. Who wants some?
God help us, Jesus! God and baby, Jesus! Help us!
Ladies and gentlemen of fucking America, this is Danny Havoc, and you have been listening to, or possibly are intending to listen to, the Yakuza Kick fucking radio. Fucking, yeah! Yakuza Kick radio.
Hell fucking yeah!
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
You're coming to come on Thursday night in California.
This is a brotherhood, and we all stick together. Like my nuts.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Everybody's a cunt but me in the world. I don't know what it is.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
The shit is bananas.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Oh, I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
This is Greg Excellent, bearded dragon of the Northeast. You're listening to Yakuza Kick Radio. If you're not, probably watching porn and you have this muted. You should be listening to it, Jason Mann.
Where are Biggie and Tupac?
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Give a nigga rope for a cowboy, guys.
All you have to do is listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that doctor, homie. Fuck that. Black dude, holler.
Bullshit, man. Motherfucker.
Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the introduction.
Hosted by J-Cat Morris.
You are now listening to Yakuza Kick Radio. It is February 5th, 2014. Welcome to some blog show ran by some Mark. This is Yakuza Kick Radio and J-Cat. This is going to be a short show tonight. I was contemplating all day on whether I wanted to do it or not. I had rough headache yesterday. I get those migraines and shit that just linger on you. And the only thing you can really do is sleep them off. End up calling out of work yesterday and the whole shit, just kind of laying around watching TV and shit while I was up, and then, you know, sleeping what I could. And then, you know, it's still kind of lingering a little bit today. So, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm all right. That was one reason I'm doing a short show tonight. Another reason is, not a lot of wrestling to talk about, honestly. The CZW show coming up this Saturday, you know, I'll run down that card again. But, you know, we did that last week. And, I can only talk about what's going to happen so much. Didn't get into Raw too much. Honestly, like I said, really not giving a whole lot of a fuck about the product there. I do like that they're steering the Wyatt Shield thing. Like, I turned on Raw and I kind of skimmed it, but nothing really caught my interest. One thing that was cool as shit that I did see is Cody doing the moonsault off the top of the cage. I thought that was brave as shit, too. But, I think it was Road Dogg that took it. Road Dogg took it standing and shit. I was like, oh. Because, I mean, you catch that dude a little wrong. Dude's coming off the top of a fucking cage. So I thought that shit was pretty cool. But that's about all I got as far as Raw and stuff. So there's that. And then I actually picked up the Call of Duty game. So I'm actually looking to get in a little bit of that before tonight's out, too. So another reason. I get an urge to play Call of Duty maybe every two games that they put out. I'm not the best at them, but, you know, I have fun playing them. You know, once I build up my level, I'm decent. You know, I could somewhat compete, but nah, there's always people that are just going to be a million times better than me, and little-ass kids that don't have jobs and shit like this. But yeah, so, I'm getting into playing that a little bit. Only got it, a couple of days ago. But anyway, a couple topics I definitely wanted to touch on tonight, and some things I missed last week, too. One thing I missed last week, and basically because I don't give a fuck, and it wasn't until I saw just multiple dork posts on the fucking internet after the fact, and that's when I realized that this happened, was the National Pro Wrestling Day happened, and I couldn't care less. I don't know a single match that happened on the card. I just know there was a ton of just, that whole Takara brand, man. I just don't get with it. The costumes and just the way that they work matches. And I mean, some of the shit's fine. I don't hate Lucha. You know what I mean? A lot of that shit's cool to me. You know, in limited doses, not every match. Just like, people don't want to see death matches every fucking match. And, I don't really neither because, you run into that, how do you outdo this one and that one? But anyway, as far as the Lucha, when it's every match and every match is some fucking ice cream or a baseball, and now I'm supposed to believe this kind of shit goes on in this match and this kind of shit goes on in this match. Instead of just motherfuckers wrestling, it's an old goofball shit. I don't understand how grown adults actually enjoy this shit. Teach their own, but I don't know. Now I believe that guy's an ant, so is the ants. Those guys do this type of thing. And if you hit an ant with this move, then that really fucks his world up. But then it's too much of like that old school, which I guess that's what it appeals to. But that, when you were fucking 9, 10, 12 years old and it was, you believed that the fucking Jake the Snake was going to put a snake on somebody and the snake was going to kill him. The snake never did shit. But as a kid, you're like, oh, fuck, here comes this shit. That's what these grown-ass people are looking at. And they're really hyped up about, just fictional shit. So I don't know. It's still real to them, damn it, I guess. But, a lot of that shit is just super gay to me. The National Pro Wrestling Day, where they, they had Drew Gulak on the card from what I hear. They didn't even have him come out with the CZW World title because, Quack hates DJ, DJ hates Quack, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of the show, I actually caught on YouTube because I wanted to see, someone posted it on my wall after I was making, a bunch of Chikara jokes and stuff, or on a post or comment thread or some shit that I put. And you could just see, those virgins jumping up and down, hugging each other in the crowd and shit, and, they just do this giant parade of faggotry that they all just fucking prance out there with their little gimmicks and shit, and I guess that they let everybody know that Chikara's coming back, and it's, come on, man. I mean, you knew the shit was going to happen. They had wrestling is fun, wrestling is gay, wrestling is for kids, wrestling is fucking whatever. They had all this stuff, so you knew that they were doing everything they could to just put Chikara brand shit out there anyway, and, from what I heard, I don't know, technicality of, about it, if that's the truth or what happened. But according to rumors, Quack was fucking that chick, Saturine or whatever. And, this is allegedly. And, his wife had reins over shit. So when shit went down, his wife was like, you don't get to play with your toys no more. Fucking pull out your car. So it wasn't like they folded because they weren't doing well, or they folded because, any other reason, when normal companies run out of gas or they're not doing well or whatever the case is, they still had their huge following, and they still had no reason to just pack up except for crack fucked up. So, you know, according to what I've heard, that's what happened. So, of course, you knew it was going to come back. You just had to find a way. You had to find someone, and I'm sure you could get someone to back it, for Christ's sake. If you get that type of fucking dork following and you can't get one computer nerd to fucking pour some money into it with the amount of, you know, money marks in wrestling, shit. Because, I mean, if your average, you know, wrestling fan, if you pull them and you get a whole bunch of them together and you could find a few that have a whole bunch of money to throw at you, then you know if you pull the same, well, a different group of wrestling fans and, like I said, more of the dork variety who can spend, you know, a couple $100 at a Comic-Con and shit like this, believe me, they're going to help your fucking company out. So, in my opinion, it was only a matter of time, but they're all rejoicing and, you know, celebrating it. Anyway, I wanted to talk about Matt Hardy getting arrested and Rebby getting arrested too, and I think it had something to do with, like, they were fighting each other and Matt's face is all fucked up, so I guess he wasn't winning that shit, but I never really looked it up. Like, I wrote it down to look it up, and then I didn't look it up, so that shit happened like a week and a half ago, so you can go look it up. Matt Hardy's a fucking retard, so maybe you get a, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck you could do, but I don't know. So I didn't look that up. Obviously, the Seahawks beat the living shit out of the Broncos. It started out, you know what I mean, just right out the gates. Fucking Peyton throws the ball behind him, safety, 2 points, boom. And then it was just fucking downhill shit from there. And they just steamrolled them. I mean, they just beat the living shit out of them. You know, like I was saying, the Super Bowl pretty much happened when they beat us. You know, they beat the Niners, and those were the two best teams in the NFL right there. Regardless of whether you like my team or not, you know, motherfucking well, San Francisco was more equipped to play Seattle than anybody else was. And, you know, I made my case and stuff. I actually, you know, found a video thing that someone else posted. And it was this whole, like, conspiracy thing and how the game was rigged and San Francisco got fucked. And I will 100% agree with the fact that San Francisco got fucked. And you can watch that video, and it'll show you every specific about it on how badly they got fucked by the refs. Now, I don't know if they had some fucking joint meeting and shit before the game. Like, here, we're gonna have them lose. Like, I don't know if that's exactly what happened or what it was. But you could tell calls, I mean, really fucked us out of that game. It is what it is. You got your champs and everything. But, see, and I'm not one of those dudes that's just willing to sign off on, yeah, the NFL's fixed and they rig everything they want to happen. Well, I don't think that the NFL would ever want a fucking Super Bowl to be so one-sided like that, because anyone who's not a Seahawks fan is fucking screaming how this is the worst Super Bowl they ever watched, how the Super Bowl was horrible, how no one gives a shit, da-da-da-da, because it was completely one-sided. So if the league is really rigged, I don't think they're going to put on the grandest stage of all and not have the refs sway it to at least be competitive, regardless of who. Just saying if it's fixed, who they wanted to win or who they didn't want to win, I don't think they would allow it to not be competitive. So that's just my take on it. But like I said, as far as the San Francisco game, yeah, fuck. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Fucking Seahawks got a badass defense. I think we would have did the same type of shit to the Broncos. I don't know if we would have been able to run the score up as much, but I mean, we had the same type of weapons, and I knew that Broncos team, obviously I wanted the Broncos to win, so it's not like I, you know, was gunning for it, but I knew that Broncos team had Peyton Manning, who's probably easily the best quarterback in the league. Beyond that, you got pieces that could work, but nothing that would dominate a league, nothing that Broncos team wouldn't make the playoffs without Peyton Manning. So if you have a team like that and they go to the Super Bowl, you know there's a million weaknesses. If a legit team shows up on the other side of the field, you're beat. And that's what happened. You know, Russell Wilson's a good enough quarterback. you know, mobile and everything else. And Marshawn Lynch is a fucking beast. And then that defense is fucking is killer. So, I mean, you put all that shit together, they get pressure on Peyton Manning, which they did early and often. You can't rely on anything else on that Broncos team to bail you out. So it is what it is. It was kind of to be expected. I didn't think it was going to be that out of hand that quick. I figure Peyton would, you know, put up some kind of fight, but no such luck there. You know, so fuck him. Like I said, congratulations to Quinn, one dude on Facebook, you know, wrestling soup listener and everything. He was a Seahawks fan. He lives over there in Washington. And, you know, congrats to Kimberly because she's a diehard Seahawks fan. Fuck the entire Seahawks team and fuck everybody else out there that want to run some fucking bullshit about my Niners because, like I said, shout out to those two legit fans. Everybody else can suck my dick. Fuck them. Anyway, let me see. What else? All right, here's what I'm going to do. Get into this real quick. And, not too quick, but Zimmerman apparently put out, Jesus Christ, I can't even remember the motherfucker's first name. George Zimmerman put out a challenge they'll do the celebrity boxing thing. Now, obviously, he's got to accept terms of whoever steps up, you know what I mean? Because obviously a lot of people are going to throw their name in the hat for that. A lot of people are throwing around names too. My first name, and I saw it a bunch after I posted it on there, but I don't think anyone said it until I did. Kimbo Slice. That was my motherfucking gig right there. Put Kimbo in with him because Kimbo might have got fucked up in UFC and shit like this, but you just put him up there just throwing hands, and Kimbo will fuck somebody up. But, again, I don't think he would have accepted that fight anyway, so it is what it is. But, you know, and then you're going to be hard-pressed to actually just go out and find a straight-up boxer that the Zimmerman dude's going to go, yeah, okay, that sounds good. Like, you're not getting Tyson in there with him. You know, he's a fucking racist jerk-off, but he's not stupid. At least not to the extent that he's going to accept a fight with Tyson or some shit. So anyway, apparently DMX accepted. And, I mean, from what I hear, DMX is going to be the one to do it. And I don't know if this is all set in stone. I don't know if any of this is legit. This whole shit could be a work for all I know, but just going off of what I'm hearing. Now, as much as I want to see this dude get his ass beat, number one, I think it's sad because obviously this is more publicity for the dude and more of somewhat of a riding a wave of fame off of killing an unarmed dude. Yeah, I mean, so that shit ain't cool to me at all. So the fact that there's even any more fame or any more recognition of this dude, that kind of bothers me. That's number one. Number two, I think it's hilarious that it's DMX. Only problem is DMX is a crackhead. So DMX is liable to get fucked up. And that shit isn't going to make anything any better. You're going to have a bunch of people mad as fuck because DMX just got knocked the fuck out by this racist dude. You know, Zimmerman's a big, fat, bulky dude. DMX looks like fucking, like a Black Grover and shit. So, I just figured I'd play this interview, and if you go look it up on YouTube and see what the fuck he's looking like, I don't know if I picked this guy to fucking fight nobody. As crazy as DMX is and shit, but I'm going to play this little interview. He did an interview in Dubai. It was about 4 minutes long. It's funny as shit. And this was in January, so you can see where he's at. Sorry, one second.
TurPetDevetHipHop.com. Ние сме с DMX в хотел Maxi. So, how's the tour going on till this moment? Kosovo, Cyprus, Dubai?
Yeah, Kosovo, Cyprus, everything he said, it's going great, man. The biggest blessing is the fact that, you know, I got my passport in such a short time. you know, from learning, I was able to get it and being able to accomplish, you know, so much, man. I thank God for everything, you know. Sha, extremely instrumental in getting it done, you know what I'm saying? Every time I've came to Bulgaria, Maria has been very helpful. You know, I'm just glad for the people that God placed in my path, you know, along my journey.
Okay, after all that trouble with the law and all the arrest and jail time, how did this change you as an artist?
It hasn't changed me as an artist.
Okay, so when's the new album dropping out?
I have no idea when the new album's dropping.
You're free, man, you're traveling?
I've been a free man. I've been a free man. Last few times I got locked up, I was locked up for hours at a time, driving a license. Who the fuck gets locked up for driving a license? Me, because I'm famous. That's all. Police suck dick. That's what the fuck they do. They suck dick. It is what it is. I mean, but,
so
I mean, I'm not a criminal. I'm not out there committing, you know what I mean? You know, crimes and shit. I drive my fucking car. I have a car, I drive it. Oh, you want to pull me over and lock me up? You didn't do what you do, homie, but I'll be right back out doing the same fucking thing I was doing 8 hours ago. So fuck you.
Okay, so how the rap change, the rap game changed the last 10 years?
The quality of rap fucking sucks right now. There are some nice rappers, some talented rappers out there, but for the most part, niggas suck. That's what the fuck it is, man. Take it how you want to fucking take it. So the cameraman agrees with me. Right? That's what it is, man. You can take it how you want to take it. Bring it. What?
So Eminem released a track which is called Rap God. Does he's the Rap God now?
I don't know what Eminem is. I know he's a talented artist. We have a good relationship, but don't ask me no random shit to start no random beef. All right, please don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay, I want to ask you about internet and the way doing.
I don't know how to use the internet. I have never used the internet. I still have a fucking BlackBerry, so I can touch the buttons on my phone. Okay, that's what I do. I'm a simple man. As long as I can make a call on my phone, then that's what I will do. Because that's what the fuck a phone is for, calling.
Okay, so you're a religious man.
Spiritual man.
Yeah, spiritual. We heard that you have an intention to become a priest.
No, pastor.
Pastor.
Yeah, I won't be fucking little boys. I will not be a priest. I will be a pastor. I'll be a pastor. I'm already a deacon, but I will be a pastor soon.
Do you have advice for the young and up-and-coming artists which grew up with your music now? What can you tell about these, like, teenagers who want to rap and see you on TV and want to be like you?
They couldn't possibly want to be like me because they don't know who the fuck I am. How about they be like themselves? And if you're going to rap, do it because you love to do it and have a purpose. So I can tell them.
That's a great advice.
Hey, yo, Top Dog, Grand Champ. I love you, Maria. Fuck with 359hiphop.com, all right? Brrrah! Get it.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Right. Yeah, so DMX crazy as shit. I mean, that's pretty much what you could expect from the dude. But like I said, dude's built like a black Grover and shit. If you, You look at that dude, he don't look like he's about to fight nobody. He looks like he's about to get arrested some goddamn where, but he don't look like he's about to knock anybody out anytime soon. So I'd be surprised if that shit went down. As they're saying, crazy. So that's the DMX thing. What else did I want to say? You know what I was thinking about the other day? And it just randomly popped up because, you know, I had heard about that whole Justin Bieber egg in the fucking neighbor's house and this and this. And I was like, you know what? I thought about it. Like, I did that shit. when I was – now I didn't do all the other dumb rich shit that he's doing. And I wasn't drinking fucking scissor or any of that dumb shit. But and the egg shit is stupid as fuck too. But I was probably 15, 16 years old. And this is the time that, like, you know, a year or two after started smoking weed. So we were, me and my boy and shit, we would just hang in his house. And his parents were, I think, away for a couple of days or some shit. So we were just acting fucking stupid, smoking and shit. And then, you know, broad fucking daylight, we just decided to fucking go up on the balcony, on his house balcony, and just start throwing fucking eggs at the neighbor's house in broad daylight because we was bored laughing and shit. So we ended up getting in trouble for that shit. I mean, we did just the stupidest shit. You know, I think he ended up having to, like, wash the dude's house or some stupid shit like that. But, you know, like I said, 15 years old compared to this dude being a grown-ass man and getting fucked up on pills and all this other shit and doing the same thing that motherfuckers are doing at 15. Like, it's just, this shit isn't cool. You know what I mean? There's nothing cool about it. There's a bunch of dumb shit you'll do at 15 years old and look at it as an adult and be like, oh, that's some old dumb shit. But that's, you know, it just dawned on me the other day. I was thinking about, you know, because they never stop talking about all that shit he's doing or whatever, fuck. And it's just like, yeah, I did that same stupid shit. But, yeah, tremendous amount of shit. I mean, I could go into a million stories about this dude's Chuck's house that we used to hang at. Man, we fucked that dude's house up like it was a sport. That shit was fucking crazy. So, but I ain't even going to get into all that right now. Let me see. What else? Yeah, I guess I'll just, you know, go run down the CZW card. But I don't have too much tonight at all. No real wrestling to talk about. And so, yeah, let me get into the CZW real quick. Let me actually find. I have to punch up the motherfucking website. I'm completely unprepared today. Like I said, with these fucking headaches, man, it kind of throws you for a loop. I actually didn't even get to the gym this week yet because motherfucking snow, rain, sleet, fucking ice bullshit on Monday. So that was fucked. End up having to leave work early and shit because they sent people home because motherfuckers was running off the road. And then Tuesday, like I said, I wake up with this fucking headache. So that was that. Wednesday is all I'm doing now. And, yeah, just fuck me all up. So tomorrow I'm going to try to get back on that shit heavy and definitely get back on track, you know, up and through the weekend and whatnot. Definitely got a lot to catch up on. I can't wait for this fucking season to roll up, but definitely got to get my shit on. All right. GW, fucking live events. Couple things too, that DJ, you know, DJ said on the interview last week that I just, you know, I wasn't gonna have the dude on and as soon as he hang up start going, well, you know, with this motherfucker. But couple things that kind of struck me as odd, or, you know, just the dude used his reasoning for being so involved and doing what he wants as a heel owner, his excuse for that was Vince McMahon does it. And I really wanted to call him on that, but I was really trying to be as fair as possible. But he pretty much called himself Vince McMahon and then started calling Matt Tremont and a bunch of other, Greg Excellent, Steve Austin and The Rock and this and this. Like, dude, you're working on a way smaller scale. You got to know that shit. There's no way that you could look at what you're doing and go, this is the same shit. There's no way you could. You could look at your fucking bank account and know that shit. So I think it's crazy, especially when he was on the shoot interview saying how green Matt Tremont was and how he carried him through his whole series of matches. So it's amazing how on one hand you would say that, and then on another hand say that he's Stone Cold Steve Austin and you're Vince McMahon, and that's why it works, because – you know what I mean? Like, to just be like, well, why would you do this? It's probably bad for business and this and that. And then your response to that, well, it's not bad for Vince. Like, you're not the same. How do you not know you're not the same? So I just thought that was crazy. And then, you know, I mean, the best of the best thing I think is crazy too. And, you know, we'll get into some more talk about that. When I have him back on, you know, closer to best of the best. But now he's saying that he doesn't want to have people, you know, repeated on there. People who have been on before, people who won it before, you know, past champions, this and this. But they've exclusively done that in the past. One. Two, there was a year, shit, and I got to go back and look. It was 2001, so I'd say it was 2011. They skipped best of the best. And we were actually doing a show, and I had asked him about that because I was adamant about, like, I really hated the fact that they were going to skip Best of the Best. To me, that was just, like, fucking horrible to do, and there was no reason behind it. And the answer he gave me at the time was we didn't have enough talent, which to me, just he might as well just shit in the middle of the locker room and said, that's your payday, guys, I'm going home. Because if that didn't smack everybody in the locker room in the face saying you guys aren't good enough, he more or less was saying that he wanted to bring people in, but the talent that he wanted wasn't available or wasn't affordable or whatever the case was, he couldn't schedule or couldn't get guys, it would be best to put it off to next year. And next year they came back and did the Best of the Best that had Daisuke Moto, Sakimoto, and Zack Sabre, and a bunch of shit like that. So, hey, man, that one was great. But to say that you didn't have the talent at the time, which, well, shit. You had half the guys that are fucking, you had Adam Cole at the time. But you weren't pushing him yet. You had, who just won the fuck, Alex Colon, who just won a Best of the Best. But you weren't pushing him at the time. You had a lot of these fucking guys, but you weren't pushing at the time. So, to now, in this current day, say that Best of Best is all about pushing people that no one heard of. Well, isn't that contradicting what the fuck you were saying back then? Because you wanted to bring in names. You didn't want to push people that no one heard of. Other motherfuckers started pushing people, you know, that no one heard of. And that's when you pop up and start going, those are CZW guys. Those are CZW guys. Like, yeah, dude, but you didn't want to pull the trigger on them. And the next thing you know, they're a household name, or at least as far as the indies. And then those are CZW guys. That's what I'm saying. Like, some of those things just don't add up. You know, you can speak from one side of your mouth, but when the shit's still coming out of the other side that you were talking, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, it kind of needs to add up. And that's a little bit of an issue right there, you know, that I just see as a strange, strange thing. To have, you know, that opinion that it's not about, it's about bringing people up. And a lot of people you're going to see in this Best of the Best is people you never heard of before. Well, shit, if you had that opinion, then Adam Cole would have been fucking tearing it up fucking 2011, which would have been Best of the Best 10. But you wanted to make the 10th one so big by doing something that's not what you're saying it's all about now. And the title situation is retarded. Straight up retarded. Because, you know what I mean? Like, the dude's going to say what he's going to do, and he's going to do what he's going to do. It's his fucking company. But to say that, well, there's smaller guys in the world title picture, so it doesn't make sense to have a heavyweight belt and this and this. There's a big difference between what they do on the heavyweight belt or the world title or whatever the fuck you want to call it, as far as the way those matches work and the way that the junior heavyweight matches work. The junior heavyweight style, it's more that than it ever was a weight class. They did the Greg shit as a gimmick, so that's not even relevant to, you know, the conversation of saying, well, people overweight. And Ruckus, and yeah, I get it. Even back then they did that. They had several people come out with the fucking scale and be like, jump on the fucking scale. You know, you ain't gonna, they did that shit. So, but anyway, I think it's more about the style. So, and it did, it absolutely went exactly. First, they tried to have kind of dark matches and shit. They tried to just put on matches that weren't even going to be like high level on the card. And that was their wired title. And they'd run dark matches with them that weren't even, you know, featured. And, like, first fucking part of the show. And then when they decided they were going to, you know, I guess when they lost that deal and they were going to have to do what they wanted to do with the title, and then they wanted to unify or do whatever, and they got rid of the junior title, they immediately made that the junior title. That's exactly the way that they worked that title. That was the junior title. You know, I mean, A.R. Fox and everybody else who was rolling with it, that's what they did with it. So, fine. I mean, I hate the fucking title. I think it looks stupid as shit. And if it's the same thing as the other one that had some kind of fucking history and credibility to it, then why have that one? So now they erase that altogether. And now it's just like, well, I don't, what the fuck is that now? Well, I got to go back and try to, like, I know it's not going to define it. What he said is not going to define it. But it doesn't make any motherfucking sense. Because now it's Matt Tremont versus Devin Moore in a wrestling match. And it's just like, this isn't going to be hardcore. This is, I'm going to teach you a lesson in wrestling. And that's for, because normally that'd be some shit that I'm not into. I don't want to see Matt Tremont wrestle Devin Moore. Like, Matt wrestle Devin Moore. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm sorry, man. And that's no disrespect to either one of those dudes. But what those dudes that are do that are fucking entertaining, Devin can hold a wrestling match with, you know, an AR Fox or whoever. Like, dude can, he can do so many styles. He could do the deathmatch stuff. But, it, you know, you figure if he was going to be in there with Tremont, it was going to be deathmatch style wrestling. Now, this is, again, the same Matt Tremont he was calling green all over his shoot interview. And you're booking him in a quote-unquote wrestling match up against Devin Moore. So, you know, unless you put some form of hardcore into that match, I have a hard time seeing how that's even going to get over with the fans. And on top of that, I still don't think that there's a complete convincing turn as far as him being a heel, because I find it extremely hard to believe that they have enough big faces to trump what Matt Tremont was as a face. I don't believe that for a second. This match will get shit on if they just do some technical wrestling shit and bore the fans. The match will get shit on, but it won't be because Tremont's a heel. And the first time Tremont's in some kind of deathmatch situation, unless it's against Danny Havoc, he's getting a face pop. That's just my opinion, man. But again, Vince McMahon did it, so I guess that's not what the fuck's gonna go down. I don't know. Like I said, I'm just a fan, but I mean, looking at this shit from the outside, all of that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So maybe it's me. We'll see how this title pans out, because the title needs to have some identity. I understand, you know, he doesn't want to have a deathmatch title because then you need a deathmatch on every card. I mean, I personally think that's a cop-out, because I know that there's limitations. I know there's a lot of different things like that. You could work like just a rough TLC match and call that your deathmatch. You absolutely can. If you work, you could have worked, you've switched and renamed and moved and substituted your titles so much, you could have redefined it as more of a hardcore, not a deathmatch, and that could have bridged from hardcore to deathmatch. So you could have had just, anything legal, and then you would just add more floor bumps to that. You know what I mean? Like, that match would have a fucking suplex off the apron onto the floor. Because that was that type of match. And falls would count anywhere with that belt or something like that. Because it does get over so much with the crowd that it makes all the sense in the world. And when you saw that title being defended, you knew, here comes some of this shit. So I think that's somewhat of a cop-out, even though I do understand, like, not wanting the pressure to do a death match every show. Because, you know, yeah, it is costly, and then getting someone to do, you know, the crazy blood shit every show isn't the easiest either. And then, depending on your sanctions and, you know, what you got to deal with the athletic commissions, you know, it's a lot to handle. But I think you could do it that type of way. So you don't have a guaranteed that. You don't really have a guaranteed light heavyweight type situation anymore. Now it's kind of like you don't know what to expect. And I know, like, the first thing that just popped in my mind as I said that is their whole expect the unexpected. Yeah, that's not good. People want to know what the fuck to expect. They don't need to know every goddamn match or every goddamn outcome or anything like that. But, you know, old school CZW going, I know I'm going to see some of the most hardcore shit out there. I know I'm going to see some awesome high-flying stuff. I'm going to see some of this. I'm going to see some of that.
if you just go in and be like, I don't know, they could do any kind of shit in any one of these title matches, and I don't know, maybe I'll like it or maybe I won't. That's expect unsurety. That's not, you know, expect to hope for something. expect to have expectations that may or may not be reached. If you want that to be the slogan. I mean, it's just crazy. I don't know why you would go that direction with all the things. And like I said, I'm fine with Drew as champion because he's carried it really well. His title defenses have been amazing. So, but yeah. All right, let me run down this card real quick.
Yeah, you know, going to beat Dubs. I'm getting it in. And...
yeah. So they're gonna have a announcement of when Tournament of Death is and shit. I'm sure that, you know, the big heel owner will come out and tell people all the stuff they want to hear. And then announce someone into the Hall of Fame, which is another thing that the heel guy should be doing. I hope to God they bring on Tommy Dreamer or fucking somebody to fucking announce whoever. Maven, cut this shit. But he hinted at he doesn't want to give anything away, but we got somebody maybe going to work something into that situation. It's like, all right. Christina Von Erie against Candice LeRae. I think this is going to be good. The two of them have history. They know each other well. Definite difference in styles. So I think this could be a pretty good match. Joey Ryan versus Greg Excellent is going to be extremely entertaining. It's going to be a very mixed card, and this is going to be just a very, very good entertaining match. Should be hilarious. The two of them have more charisma than fucking most of the indies combined. Four-way singles match. This match is just going to be fucking bananas. I mean, this is the shit right there. It's fucking Biff Busick, Chris Dickinson, A.R. Fox, and Drake Younger in a four-way. That shit is just going to – that's going to destroy, man. That's going to be hard to top, real, real hard to top. Great matches beyond that, though. So, I mean, you never know. The Front versus Juicy Product versus Nation of Intoxication versus Ohio is for Killers. That should be good. It's a lot of different ways it can go. I don't know what they're doing with The Front. If they're putting – they hinted maybe Biff Busick will do double duty, or maybe it'll be Niles in another one of them. If it's a Niles in another one of them, that's not going to be so good, at least in that part of the tag team. Juicy Product have really come up and been, you know, really, really good in pretty much everything they're doing. Ohio's for Killers are doing their thing. And Nation of Intoxication, it should be interesting because, you know, Lucky and Danny Havoc put into this type of match. You know, Danny Havoc doesn't work that many of this type of thing. It could be very interesting. The Beaver Boys versus Murderers Row, Loco, that's going to be awesome. I mean, those guys have been tearing it up. It's crazy that they waited this long to make it four titles, but this is kind of their rubber match, and now it's for a belt. So, you know, that should be very entertaining, though. I still want to see, like, that match with more steps into it, too, like TLC or just some shit like that, because those four have a lot of chemistry. I guess CZW rules, they could kind of do whatever. Now, the Wired TV Championship, Devin Moore, Matt Tremont, like I said, I don't know what to fucking think about that match at all. I really don't. I'm not expecting much out of it. You know, this is the thing. I know you don't want to be forced to have a death match every show, but I think your anniversary show fucking demands to have one. I honestly do. There definitely has to be. I mean, and to tie up Matt Tremont in something that you're now, you know, just classifying as just pure wrestling, it's going to be all wrestling. And another thing, too, is if CZW gets some wild fucking idea, if one of these geniuses on the booking committee gets this wild idea that Devin Moore says he's going to teach him a wrestling lesson, and Tremont is going for hardcore shit that Devin counters into fucking wrestling, if you think that's going to get a fucking face pop, you're crazy.
Tremont's going to be over as a face immediately if he's trying to do shit with a chair, if he's trying to do this or he's trying to do it. So don't fucking fool yourself with that. But I don't, you know, I don't know what the fuck they're planning. But anyway, yeah, but, you know, tied Tremont up in that, tied Danny Havoc up in a four-way tag, you know. I think this card's going to be great. I mean, there's enough there that it's going to entertain. It really is. And you would hope for something like some kind of deathmatch, stiff or hardcore or something laced into one of these matches, because it is the fucking anniversary show. The anniversary show for anything should represent what your company is. It should be, you know, your anniversary should definitely celebrate everything that you represent. Not just like, all right, here's your anniversary show. We're just going to have fucking chain wrestling. It's like, well, I mean, if that's what you do the rest of the year, then cool. But, you know, and I don't think this is, you know, that specifically catered. It's going to be all chain. I'm just saying, you know. Anyway, main event, Gulak versus AJ Styles. That's going to be fucking awesome. Gulak has been doing tremendous, tremendous work with that belt. And AJ, I've yet to see him back on the indies. I saw a little clip of the Roderick Strong box move where, for whatever reason, Roderick decided to tuck his head on a fucking Styles Clash. So he almost fucking killed himself. I don't know what possessed him to do that or what if he didn't realize that was what was happening at the time. But, yeah, that was brutal. But that was really the only thing I've seen of him on the indies. I haven't seen any full matches. But, yeah, if he goes all out like he used to in the indies before he went to TNA and all that. And, you know, he did some good shit in TNA too. But TNA is just definitely a watered-down version of the indies. You know, more television style. And, you know, they kind of limit what's going to go on. They allow a certain amount of stuff and then they kind of pump the brakes on everything. So, but, yeah, Drew and AJ are going to absolutely tear it up. You know, so that's that. I think that's about all I got. Fucking, well, it's...
People just don't like me, Jay. I mean, no offense. I mean, you don't particularly like me. I'm very well aware of that.
Love that. And, you know, check out Sports Den. They're going to be on there talking about all sorts of shit. I'm sure Nick's on there trying to rip fucking Bruno Mars apart because he seems to hate Bruno Mars. And I told him, dude, do this fucking thing. And he's over here fucking jocking the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then I sent him the link today that the Flea, the bass player said, yeah, I actually faked my whole thing. So he was playing air guitar, and he's over here giving the dude more credit than he's giving Bruno Mars for everything he did. Fuck out of here. So, yeah, you know, I'm sure he's on there tearing him up. That's that. Check out the Sports Den. And I think Soup is still on hiatus. Check out Stern Nation on Saturday. And... check out Shiznit tomorrow night. I believe we're on tomorrow night. I think that's pretty much it. You know, should have some upcoming guests right now. I'm going to, you know, next week I'll just be doing a CZW review and I'll have a bunch of other stuff to talk about. So I'm not going to plan anything for that. I think it's the week after that I have my boy Vin on. And then like a week or two after that, I'm going to have Luke Hawks on. So, should have some pretty good stuff coming up. I still have to schedule the Fat Frank interview, which I'm definitely going to do. I'm looking forward to. But I was trying to just hold off as much as I can because he's supposed to relaunch his company, Jersey All-Pro. And I'd like to kind of, you know, at least be closer within speaking distance of that so we can at least touch on some points of what's going to happen. But, you know, if it goes any further, then, again, you know, we're talking the beginning of March type talk, I'm gonna have him on because the majority of what I have to talk about is all the past, and just want to talk so much stuff to cover with that dude. So yeah, that's what that is. I'm gonna close out the show with one of my favorite DMX songs while we were on the DMX topic tonight, and it's No Sunshine. And this track I think it was on the, what the fuck movie was that? Oh, shit. Cradle of the Grave or some shit. It was on a soundtrack, but it was probably like a year or 2 years. It was a while before that soundtrack came out. And we had got it up north. I was up, living up north when I got it. And it was on one of these crazy fucking, they would do those, like, those mix CDs that were, like, DMX versus Cannabis and shit. And even though, like, those two weren't battling at all. And it was just, like, DMX is battling some dudes or he's hot right now. And then Cannabis was battling LL. And, like, they figured, well, we just throw, like, their hardest tracks on the same thing. And we'll call it DMX versus Cannabis. And I think it was, like, one of those CDs. And it was, like, a real rough version. It wasn't all polished up like the one I'm going to play. It was real rough. Like, it sounded like somebody taped it off of somebody. Like, it was some sounded gritty. It wasn't finished. It was, I think it actually might even only had the first two verses. And then, when the movie came out and that soundtrack hit, and, you know, that version started hitting mixtapes, it was like, oh, this is the third verse and shit. And, you know, it just sounded more polished and the beat was, you know, all lined up a little better. But yeah, it had like a gritty, almost like a vinyl feel to it and shit when I first heard it. So I always liked that. And we were bugging the fuck out up north to that joint. Obviously, X got a lot more like hype joints. But that shit was so dark and just so like gritty that I still love the shit out of that track. So I'm going to play that, play my outro. Catch y'all motherfuckers next week. I'll definitely put in some more time. Peace.
It's dark and hell is hot.
Ain't no sunshine when it's on. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when it's on. Cause when it's on, you niggas know to be gone every time. Cause we don't play.
Who turn out the light? Just what niggas be saying. Now you don't wanna fight, but y'all niggas be playing. Thinking it's alright, keep playing with that rope. And you gon' know tonight when you land in that hole. Dirt getting tossed in your grave. Now it's all over. Preacher said you was brave, but now it's all over. You just one of the many, plenty I done gave it to. Ain't no saving you. No matter how many tears your mom's cry. Ain't gon' bring your ass back, plus in hell you gon' cry. Why? But now the only two relative questions is do we bury him or burn? Any suggestions? Either way, you up out of here for good. Now when niggas mention your name, they knocking on wood. Did I get my point across? Another body on the shoddy, another joint I toss.
Ain't no sunshine in this home. Only darkness every day. Sunshine when it's on, cause when it's on, your niggas know to be gone every time, cause we don't play. Yeah, every time, cause we don't play. Yeah, every time, cause we don't play.
It ain't no sunshine when the dark man comes out, and I want mine, so I plan to keep my gun out. We got 4-9s, 4 niggas running and run out. But I bust mine, cause I'd like to hear some shout. Get at me, dog, niggas know I was going dizzy. When it comes to that flow, I get dizzy. Who is it? Dark man of the unknown. One dog, one bone. Now who ain't going home? Looks like you. You hear strike one, talking shit, strike two. Won't be a strike three, cause I don't play fair. I'ma look you in your eye while he hits you from the rear. Be like, yeah, holding you up, cause you fallin'. The Lord ain't coming, so nigga, stop calling. You was ballin' a minute ago, in it for dough. Till it was yo, I swear to God I didn't know.
Ain't no sunshine in this home. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when it's on, cause when it's on, your niggas know to be gone every time, cause we don't play. Yeah, every time, cause we don't play.
shit is slick, but this shit is thick. If you hear this shit, damn right, I can say this shit. If you caught that verse without a rewind, you can see mine, but you'll be blind. I'll do it 360 and come up behind. Tap you on your shoulder, have you turning around. Hit you with something that'll have you burning the ground. Be like, damn, ain't nothing left for money but a pile of ass. Life is good. Please enjoy it while it lasts. Cause you know you ain't got much longer to go. The quicker you go, depends on the stronger the flow. When niggas know, I don't give a fuck, right or wrong.
There ain't no sunshine when it's on. Ain't no sunshine when it's on. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when it's on. Cause when it's on, your niggas know to be gone.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Kill 'em all. Back on top. Think about it. Fuck Hulk Hogan.
These motherfuckers are geniuses.
Keep it up, my nigga.
What the fuck?
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio. And we're taking over.